The Lady Bombers met the team considered by many to be the best girls team in the state of Arkansas and edged out the Lady Bulldogs 54-53. Mountain Home ended the first quarter with a 23-11 lead, but Fayetteville followed up by scoring the next 15 points to take the lead themselves. Lady Bombers later scored 7 in a row and went to the locker room up 4 at halftime. The two teams would go back and forth with 10 total lead changes and 3 ties. Mountain Home gained a little distance late in the final period as Lady Bulldogs had to play catch-up. Sasha Goforth hit a 3 to cut the margin to 2, and Fayetteville was then forced to foul Kate Gilbert with 2 seconds left. Gilbert hit both free throws, and Goforth followed with another 3, but the game was out of reach by that point. Anna Grace Foreman led the Lady Bombers with 17 points, and Gilbert added 12. For the Lady Bulldogs, Goforth scored 26 points, and Kariah Beck and Claudia Bridges chipped in 11 each. Mountain Home begins the year at 1-0. Fayetteville falls to 2-2 on the season. The Bomber boys followed their female counterparts by defeating the Purple Dogs 58-50. These two teams also went back and forth with a total of 12 lead changes. Mountain Home had a scary moment in the second quarter when, after Matt Jones blocked a shot, he landed hard on his backside and did not return to the game. The Bombers had a 1-point lead at halftime, and the game stayed close for much of the second half. Mountain Home eventually did build a lead as big as 9 before Fayetteville attempted to make a comeback. The Bombers were able to hold the Bulldogs off as they shot 15 of 16 from the free throw line in the last quarter and went on to win by 8. Mountain Home was led by Wyatt Gilbert with 28 points, including 13 of 16 from the charity stripe. Tamari Relaford had 19 points for Fayetteville before he fouled out. The Bombers' record starts out at 1-0. The Bulldogs begin their campaign at 0-1. Both of Mountain Home's teams will meet Bolivar on December 5th to begin a 3-day run in the Branson Battle at the Border. I'm Matt Sharp reporting.